So Paul began to write this as the Spirit. And he said, I want you to understand my knowledge in the mystery. And see, people read this and they remember some of it in their head, but it's not good enough. You got to feed this down in your spirit, because your spirit, the only thing can grow this, receive this, and light can come. And you know that you know, that you know that you know on the inside of you. And all hell may be loose in the earth, but you're not moved, you're not troubled. You remember Paul? Out in that sea, you remember when that storm came? It was terrible. And Paul stood up in the midst of him and said, an angel of the Lord stood by me this night and told me to tell you no harm going to come to. The ship's going to be lost, but we're going to be all right. So go ahead and eat you some bread, brother. I'm going to give thanks, and you just go ahead and eat, because everything's going to be all right. How did Paul have that kind of calmness? And I'm not looking to be in a tornado or storm, but if I do, I'm going to be all right. Hallelujah. 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 Are you hearing what I'm saying? So Paul said, I want you to understand my insight. So if when we get in this, I'm going to read this from the Amplified, and I want to take time to show you. So not just read this, but you want to take time and feed this in your spirit. We are a people that's so awesome, so powerful, that demons and devil trembling right now, because they hope they can get your attention, that you miss what I'm saying tonight. I'm telling you, this is why they work overtime. They're working your mind, and they'll tell you, well, it's not Bible class, ain't that important. What I got to do is more important coming here. They'll do all kind of stuff. Because they don't want you to get this truth. And see, once you hear it, you just don't hear me teach it. You go back and read it and let the Holy Ghost talk to you. Amen. Now, what did he say? Because I promise you, the words that the Spirit of God has given me to say tonight are going to open up some things for you. And if it opens up, you're going to have to go in and get it. I'm not going to come and spoon feed it to you. You got the Holy Spirit just like I have. Come on now. Amen. All right, now watch this. So let's go back to where I was. So where was I? Yeah, here where I was. Who? All right, let me show you now. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, and let's pick up verse 6. I read it before, but let's pick it up. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. I'm going to stay there. I'm going to go right back like I was. 1 Corinthians. When you get there, say amen. 2:6. Notice now, this is Amplified. This is Amplified. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 6. I want to read this. So keep, Paul said, remember he said, I want you to understand my knowledge. How did he get this? Remember we read a few Sundays ago, we was talking about the gospel. And Paul said, if anybody come to you with any other gospel, let him be accursed. That's what he said. And how did Paul get this? He got it by the direct divine revelation. Direct revelation from God. God revealed it to him. God gave this to him. All right, now watch what he says now. Are you there? If you have the Amplified, you can follow me. He said, yet when we among full-grown, spiritual, mature Christians who are ripe in understanding, we do impart a higher wisdom, the knowledge of divine plan previously hidden. See, some of these things you can't talk to babies and immature Christians. You've been around Christian Fellowship Church for a while. You ought to be able to take a little. I should be able to speak a few things to you with a little depth to them by the Holy Ghost. I should be. And you should be open and teachable and receptive to this. and that you won't be, you know, doing like Jarvin, like he does. Start towards the mouth here like you finna shoot it. You should be open to receive some of this. Amen. All right, what I'm about to speak to you is a more in-depth teaching than just said, you lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I should die before I wake, pray the Lord my soul to take. It's a little bit stronger than that. In other words, it got some meat on it. And you should have cut some teeth by now. You ought to have your second set by now. If you're not working on your third set. I just leave that there. He said, what? Higher wisdom. The knowledge, listen, the knowledge of divine plan previously is what? Hidden. But it is indeed not a wisdom that, a wisdom of this present age. You're not going to get this from the wisdom of this present age. What I'm about to tell you, what we're about to talk about, you are not going to get this just going to school. And there's nothing wrong with going to school. You ought to go to school and train your mind and do all, you ought to do that. Thank God, it helps you in life. Everyone need that. But what I'm about to tell you, you're not going to get it just going to school. You're not just going to get it reading just a natural book. It's going to come from the Spirit of God. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? And see, you know, you can sit there while I'm talking and sit there and blanket me like a, somebody said, like a toad frog in a West Hill storm. Or you can say, well, I'm going to get this. He said, this present age. Of this world, not of the leaders and rulers of this age who are being brought to nothing and are doomed to pass away. All this stuff people putting so much, all the prestige and I'm so important and all that. Ain't nothing wrong with being nice and decent and nothing wrong with that. But when you get so important, I'm so much better than you, all that junk gonna pass away. Amen. Only thing gonna last and exist throughout eternity is the body of Christ and God's goodness. All this other stuff is gonna pass away. And if they don't have Christ, sad, sad, sad. Be a sad day for them.